Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Hello, everyone. Today, everyone. Hello, we are live today. We're live on Larry Tone Blog Talk Radio show with Kenya Llewellyn from Memphis, Tennessee. Kenya, she is founder of IYD Entertainment. And Kenya, she's been in the marketing entertainment today 23 years. And like I said, she has an MBA in business administration. Welcome to the show, Kenya Llewellyn. Welcome to the show, Kenya.
Thank you for having
Kenya.
Me. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm honored.
Okay. That's very good today. And We'll start out right away. And Kit, like I say, Kenya,
yes.
She is founder of IYD Entertainment. And today I would like for Kenya to tell us what year did she become founder of IYD Entertainment? What year and what motivated you, what inspired you to become founder of IYD Entertainment?
IYD Entertainment, I just formed this company in April of this year. My motivation was just, I worked for Caesars Entertainment prior to, for 23 years, and I found that my passion was entertainment. Out of all the marketing segments that I enjoyed, entertainment was one of the ones that I saw that I could be most useful. Reason being, just looking at the contracts, the contract negotiations, and then oftentimes it was so many things that I really, really, really wished, you know, that a lot of our artists and agencies were, you know, a little bit more educated on. And so I saw there's an opportunity for me to really give back, and just share the knowledge to young, upcoming artists, and not necessarily just young, but any aspiring artist, any aspiring firm or business. Don't ever let anyone tell you that your idea is too far-fetched, because there's no such thing as a far-fetched idea. Any idea can come to fruition if you just properly plan it and execute that plan. Yeah. So this IYD has been in my soul for years. God had laid this vision before me, I would say about 7 years ago, and seven is the number of completion, so it was time for it to manifest. And I was always hiding behind, well, I'm so busy with work, and it's so busy, the entertainment world is so busy, the casino world is so busy. But God made a way to where that position was deleted for me, and I immediately went into my calling, which my company was already being formed, and I just really haven't skipped a beat. So my motivation is always, it's just integrity. Always want to even the playing field. That is something I'm very passionate about. I think that every artist, regardless of what genre of music, deserves the same opportunity that are afforded to any and every artist out here. So it's just opportunity for me to ensure that playing field is level, and to give them the information and all the tools they need to properly prepare themselves to step into those next level venues. Those eventually end up in a Staples Center or on a Grammy stage. So that is my motivation. That is my long-term goal, is to really educate, develop, and help artists, businesses, any, just create a brand with multiple sources of income, not just gigging, not just getting booked here, but create and establish yourself as a brand. And I think that would be the strongest ingredient that we're going to bring to the table outside of integrity. We truly want you to develop, and whether you decide to stay with IYD Entertainment or not, our job is done when we see you out there flourishing with all of the knowledge and tools that you need to be successful in this industry.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. That's very well. Very well put. Very well put. Now, when we moved further, we found that she had worked with, Trinia has worked with several artists, and they're well known. Let me just name a few: as Herbie Hancock, Garth Allen, as Kenny Rogers, as Donna Marie Osmond, even the Isley Brothers, Stevie Wonder. That's just the fruit. Now, when we mention these legends, and we want to know what type of service do IYD Entertainment provide for these celebrities? How do you work with them? You know, what do IYD provide for them?
These are all these celebrities are people I have worked with previously in my 23 years of Caesars Entertainment. IYD Entertainment will be doing the exact same thing as a talent buyer for Caesars Entertainment. We are equivalent to that type of agency. We can book any of these artists for any event or venue that you're seeking those artists. An example, if you're getting ready to throw a huge festival or you're going to do a New Year's Eve show and you reach out to IYD Entertainment and you want this talent. My agency, we are a talent buyer. We go out and we will be at this talent to get this talent for your performance, your venue, or your festival. So we are talent buyers. That's what we do.
Oh, okay. You can book anyone you want. That's what you're saying. You can book them.
We are tailored to our individual. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. You're just fine.
No, we're tailored to our respective clients' vision. Whatever your vision is, like what do you want this event to be? What type of music would you like? What artist would you like? And we would check the availability of that artist, and we would put out a bid for that artist to get that artist for your event.
So we are full service.
We can also assist you with marketing. We can assist you with promotion and just radio buys, ad buys. We're a full service entertainment company, basically like your one stop shop of entertainment.
I see. And before we go to the call in line, I see. There's two more things I want to ask you before we go to our call in line. First, I want to ask you about what high school you went to, and second, the next one will be what church maybe you may have attended. So maybe let's start with the high school. What high school have you attended?
I am a diehard country girl. I am Rosa Fort High School, class of 1991.
Rosa, okay.
Yes, located in Tunica, Mississippi, all day, every day.
Okay.
I am a country girl. I'm green and gold, mighty lion till I die.
Oh.
At my church, I am a member of Greater Community Temple, Church of God in Christ, under the leadership of Bishop Brandon Porter.
Okay. You did say Tunica, Mississippi, and that's where we're from Mississippi, too, but we're further down. In Wells, Mississippi, near Clarksdale. I think everybody heard of Clarksdale, you know. Well, that's good to see someone from my own hometown be as successful as you. So we'll just go to the call-in line. You've been listening for quite some time, and what have you heard so far? Would you like to respond to Trinia?
Yes, I would like to say that I'm enjoying everything, and you're doing so much, you know, and just to tell you to keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm very humbled and very grateful. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. She has a lovely website, and I'll let her give you the name of that website at this time.
Yes, please visit my website. It's www.iydinc, which is INC.com. That's www.iydinc.com. Please go to our website and check us out.
Okay. Okay, now there's another guy that was very instrumental in your career, and I believe you called him Sir Charles Jones. How has he been very instrumental in your career?
Sir Charles Jones has been very influential, and he was the first to really give you knowledge. And Charles is so intelligent. He is a producer. He is an editor. He does so many other things other than music. And I think the fan base is just very familiar with the King of Southern Soul and the Anybody Lonely and all of his albums. But he really taught me a lot about the business. And he's also been instrumental, is just the least I can say, as supporting. He was the number one supporter. When IYD launched, Sir Charles Jones launched simultaneously with a live feed, with posting and asking people to share the website and to speak on the website. So I am just so, I would just be remiss. It's just if I'm not just thank him tremendously for everything he has done to really pour knowledge into me, because the knowledge that he has been in this industry 20-something years and a successful Southern Soul artist, that's invaluable. That's knowledge coming from somewhere you can't get out of the textbook, somewhere you can't really get only by the experiences that he's had in the industry. So he has been my number one supporter, and I just support everything he do, and I just really, really would encourage everyone to go out if they haven't already done so. His new album, Masterpiece, is just that. It is exactly that. It is a masterpiece. So if they haven't downloaded it or bought that album, they really need to get that CD, because the way he supports the Black community, Charles does so many things in his hometown community. He just recently did an event in Memphis to where he performed for a special needs school graduation, and free of charge. This is some of the things that he do behind the scenes that he don't even necessarily make public. So he's an amazing individual with so diversely talented on so many different levels, to where people only know the music side. It's so many other things that he did, from producing to directing, that he does that people don't even know about. So, yeah, he's been very instrumental in teaching me so many different aspects of the business. So you're talented in not just one thing. You have a vast knowledge in several different areas of the business. And those are some of the things that Sir Charles Jones has taught me in this business, to really take the time to learn this business. So I'm forever grateful to him for that and all of the support he has given me, not only through IYD. He performed at several shows for me at Caesars Entertainment, sold out the venue each time. So tremendous performer, outstanding humanitarian, and just an overall phenomenal person. So please follow his website at Sir Charles Jones _. Please support this brother. He has given so much back to the community, and he does it behind scenes to where he really don't even want the attention for it. He do it from his heart.
That's good. That's good. That's very wonderful. Being effective in the community, you know, that's one of the things. If you don't want any money back, he's very effective in the community. I think it starts in the community. You know, I think it starts in the community, then it goes abroad, you know, into the whole world, you know. And basically, okay, today now, what are some new things? What are your future plans? Some things you are working on right today. What are some things you are working on now? What are your future plans?
We are working on future things that I won't disclose right at the moment, but I will definitely keep you in the loop on. We're working on huge events for the holidays. We are working with several companies. We're about to go in and consult on some larger events, but the company have not made those events public yet, so I can't really speak on them. But just stay tuned, and I'm going to definitely make sure you're the first one in the loop. But what I can speak on is IYB has been working with the Just Blues Foundation, which is another amazing foundation founded by Charles Mitchell. And they have an upcoming workshop and sponsored by Horseshoe Tunica and several other major sponsors. They are another amazing organization to follow. They have an annual award show, a blues award show, that is right here in the Mid-South, and no one even know about it. It's happening August the 1st. They have a juke joint party, which any major artist, like on the Southern Soul scene, they're there. They're just walking in the room. I call it the Essence Fest of Blues. So that is a very informative workshop that a lot of artists and upcoming artists and organizations, they teach about the business. These workshops are so dynamic. They teach about contracting. They teach about licensing and owning the rights to your music. So please go to the Just Blues Foundation website and get your tickets. You do not want to miss this event, August 1st through the 3rd. It's held at Horseshoe Tunica, and it is an event you don't want to miss. It is like the Grammys of the blues world.
Okay.
So much history. So much history. The Just Blues Foundation, founded by Charles Mitchell, it has grown tremendously year over year. So we definitely want to support that, too, because they have been instrumental also in jumping behind IYB Entertainment and supporting the startup of my company as well.
Ooh. Okay. Okay, she's been in business. I mean, she's been in the market to entertain 23 years. She's been in 23 years. And she's also, she can explain better than I can, because she's anti-harassment and customer service engagement certified. I may have left some out. Could you explain that for us, Kenya?
Yes, I'm very keen on a solid foundation and structure. I believe in everything being done properly and in order. And customer service is the number one thing that will drive your business. It would either make or break your business. You have to have great customer service. I don't care what business you're in. Your customer or your clients deserve nothing but the best from you. So I'm very big on ensuring that no client walk out of my doors unhappy. If I can fix that issue or resolve that issue, I believe there's always a compromise in the middle to where I don't leave someone walking away unhappy or dissatisfied with any service. And anti-harassment, I believe I'm going to revert back to some things I said earlier. I believe in things being just and fair for all, not just for the cliques, not just for the nepotism or the politics. No, I believe in everything being fair and everyone given an equal opportunity. As long as they're qualified and they meet those qualifications for whatever specific job, genre, music, whatever, please be fair. So my biggest thing with IYD is, and when you visit my website, is integrity. Just do what's right all the time. Whether someone is watching you or not, do what's right all the time.
Right.
And if you make that consistent and that is the normal behavior, you don't have to worry about service breakdowns. You don't have to worry about harassment amongst your team, because the team will know. And not know because you talked about it. They're going to know through your actions and your consistency that what goes for one goes for all. And the opportunities afforded to one are the same opportunities that I'm going to be prepared to afford to everyone and if everybody. And if I can't do that, then one will not reap the benefit if the whole team can't reap those same benefits.
Okay.
And I, in my years of experience, when a team feel like a team, that there's no one receiving favoritism, there's no one who's in the in crowd, everyone is being treated with respect, and they're valued by the hard work they're doing, and their hard work is being appreciated, you don't have to worry about harassment. You don't have to worry about poor customer service, because all of those things are ingredients for a happy employee or a happy client.
Right. Right. That's right. Always be, you know, always treat people right in everyday life, you know, like you say. You know, you would never have to worry
treat
about no one.
Treat people the way you want to be treated.
Right.
Never
That's
think
right.
that you're above anyone. We are all equal. It doesn't matter who owns the company. It doesn't matter who's cutting the checks. It doesn't matter who's the best singer or who's selling out the most shows. Everybody is equal. We are all human beings. No one is superior over anyone. We're going to treat everybody with the same respect that you want to be treated with. Never, ever forget where you came from.
Yeah.
And never, ever stop trying to lend a helping hand to help someone else.
Yeah.
That's a good attitude to have. And there's somebody out there, you know, that, you know, and Trina said it earlier. I don't know if you had toned in earlier or not. But what she said, and I recap what she said, you know, there's a dream you have. You're working on a dream. You know, you know, somebody might say, well, I can't do that. I quit. You can't quit. See, and she said that earlier, you know. And that's a good inspiration to you. If Trina can do it, then there it is. That's a great inspiration. You know, that's great inspiration for the youth. That's watching. You know, you never start nothing and you never finish. I think and I believe. And I see the success she's done and very proud of her success. And we wish her more continued success in the future. We wish her continued success. There's some things, you know, that you're working on, you have to keep, you know, you just can't reveal what you're working on, you know. It won't be fun, you know. But I think that she's done a very good job. You don't want writing a book. You know, you don't want to tell nobody. Like, I write books. They said, what you working on there? I tell you, I can't tell you all that, you know, because that'll feed my purpose, you know. It won't even be interesting.
Yes. I will be posting everything on the website here really soon. So I encourage everyone to come out and support and just come out and have a good time and just support IYD Entertainment.
Okay, now, I believe, and you correct me, because I get it wrong sometimes. You know, I get it wrong sometimes. You work with Babyface, is that correct, too?
Yes, I have done shows with Babyface. He did a show at the casino, sold out, of course, one of the most humble individuals you will ever meet.
Mm-hmm.
And his team's extremely professional to work with. Just very pleasant organization altogether. From start to finish, I don't recall not one bad moment, not one moment where everything wasn't on schedule, where everything wasn't timed out perfectly. Just a completely professional individual and professional team. It was very, very great to work with them.
That's good. That was great. And my sister, she loves Pat the Bear. She loves Pat the Bear.
Oh, she is just a phenomenal. In Maya Angelou, if there was ever a photo that you could place beside phenomenal woman, it would be Miss Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle is everything that you see, anything you could have ever stereotyped. She is one of the most beautiful individuals inside and out that you will ever encounter in your life. And her words of wisdom, she's always so positive when she speaks to me, and she's so genuine with all of the advice that she offered me. And I'm so appreciative of wisdom from anyone that takes the time to think enough of you to pour knowledge into you, I think that'd be one of the greatest gifts that God could ever give you that day.
Because they
didn't have to take time out to share any knowledge with you. They thought enough of you and saw something in you that was worth pouring into. And I'm forever grateful and humble to the Patti LaBelles of the world, the Sir Charles Joneses of the world. And there's so many more. The Mavis Staples, the Buddy Guys, the people that sat you down and really held conversations with you, genuine conversations with you as if you were family and they barely knew you. So that is, I'm just blown away at there is the thought that there is still so many great people out here who doesn't mind sharing knowledge.
Right. Like you said, you know, never forget where you came from. Never forget where you came from. And as always, like she said, always continue to help. Always continue to help people. And that's one thing I would like to know, Trendy, was most of these shows, and it don't matter to me, I just want to know, was most of these shows, was any of these shows booked out of state? I mean, did you host any of these 11 out of state, in state? All of it is a terrific job. I just want to know for myself.
Yeah, most of these shows were in state. They were in state at Horseshoe Casino in Bluesville Venue. They were doing my tenure there.
Okay. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Okay, we are winding down to the last. We're down in 3 minutes, and I put the broadcast on Facebook, LinkedIn, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, and I will today play it back on Facebook and all of these social networks. And like I said, we're winding down, and we'll get. And is there anything like you want to say? And then is there anything that you would like to say before? I'd like to turn the last 2 minutes over to my guest, as I always do. Everyone, do you have anything you'd like to say in that at this time?
Yes. Only thing I would encourage everyone to do, to keep God first in everything that you're doing. To keep God first. Because without God, there is nothing we can do. And always pray for divine instruction. Divine instruction. And the last thing that I would love to say to my audience is, or just always believe in yourself. Sometimes you're not going to have an entourage patting you on the back, but you have to trust God's plan. You have to motivate yourself. You have to pat yourself on the back and keep moving forward with your plan. Keep God first. Seek Him in everything and move forward with your plan.
Yeah.
There you have it, everyone. Keep God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Everything else will be added unto you. Seek God first, as Trinia said. Everyone, it's Trinia LaWellin, live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show today. And we are winding down to the last minute. Mrs. Tunes, is there anything you would like to say?
Well, I would just like to say that I enjoyed the show.
Okay. You enjoyed the show? Okay, everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone, well, we thank you for calling in. No matter where you're listening at, you could be listening here, you could be listening on my link, you could be listening to Twitter, you could be listening to Blog Talk Radio. No matter where you're listening at, everyone, keep God first. Keep God first. Thank you for coming on the show today, Trinia LaWellin. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Okay, everyone.
Have a good day.
Okay, everyone, you will listen to Trinia LaWellin. Everyone, have a good day, and God bless you.
Yeah.